Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Chatting with Dr. Dan from the K-State Vet School here about different topics here. And one that just came out here in the news recently here, it's about McDonald's. McDonald's is making a major change to the beef used in most of its burgers. So tell us a little bit more. You know something about this.
Yeah, and what's amazing to me is that, you know, I've worked with McDonald's now as a pro bono consultant for probably 7 to 8 years, and I learned more from them than they probably ever learned from me. But they've been open for 60 years, and the number one question that they get on their survey or their open question from customers is, what's in your hamburgers? And the answer to that is beef. Okay, it has been for 60 years. They have probably the most stringent food safety guidelines of any restaurant group that you'll work with, and so that's the reason why when you see the golden arches and you're traveling in a foreign country, you're like, well, there's safe food, I'm gonna go eat there. So recently McDonald's announced their new policy for the use of antibiotics in their beef supply chain, which includes fed beef and dairy cows. And so they're going to restrict or change the way that antibiotics are utilized on the farm. And the thing that's interesting to me is that it's a direction that beef producers and ranchers and veterinarians have been going for decades, is judicious use of antimicrobials in the beef supply chain. And really, this is McDonald's capitalizing on the momentum that the beef producers and the veterinarians were already headed. So it's kind of like, well, McDonald's will champion it, but it's the project needed kind of a champion. But we were already in that. Nobody wants to use antibiotics on their animals because that means that they've gotten sick. Mm-hmm. Just like nobody really wants to use antibiotics on their kids or themselves, because that means that they've been sick. But some of the things that McDonald's did in their policy is that they just kind of reiterated, we're not going to use antibiotics to prevent disease, which is something that we already don't do in the beef industry anyway. But then the other one is that they looked at the World Animal Health or World Human the World Health Organization, which is the WHO, which is the World Health Organization for humans, and they listed antibiotics that are critically important for human medicine versus ones that are just important for human medicine. And so we're going to monitor how antibiotics that are critically important for human medicine are used in other species, launching a pilot project that'll be done in 10 countries, looking at feedlots and dairies across the globe. I'm going to be the project manager working with McDonald's on this. And so I'll get to go see some beef production in other countries and kind of have some idea exchange of what's going on. The one thing that's always been consistent is that the beef produced, our system in the United States, whether it comes to thinking about sustainability or thinking about antibiotic stewardship or animal welfare or veterinary care, the system in the United States has been the one that's always envied of everybody else in the world. And so whenever we start to look at how other countries want to move forward, the first thing they do is they look and see what the beef ranchers, farmers and ranchers and veterinarians in the United States are doing. You know, we have the USDA for inspection of antemortem and postmortem inspection at plants. We have the FDA that approves antibiotics, talks to us about how they can be used, regulates how they're used on the farm and ranch. And other countries are just starting to develop those types of infrastructure within their government. So that's what I think we're going to find as we develop this pilot project, look at how antibiotics are used, is that we're going to basically take in the imprint of what we do in the United States with a veterinary client-patient relationship, with FDA regulations and USDA oversight, and we're going to start to impart that on the rest of the globe.
And I see here in a few years they'll have a public progress report in about 2022. What do you expect they'll find by then?
Well, what's interesting, by 2022, I'll be one of the authors on that. So yeah. What we're going to find is we're going to do comparison of how antibiotics are used, how antibiotics are regulated, how they are surveilled in other countries, and we'll be able to write a global document on antibiotic usage in the 10 major countries in which McDonald's procures beef. And so those will be Australia, Brazil, Argentina, France, Germany, Spain, Canada, the United States, and obviously I can't name all 10, but you get the gist. And what we'll do is we'll have a document then that'll start talking about how antibiotics are used in beef production globally, and how then the recommendations of how we can make continuous improvement. One thing we need to understand is that we use antibiotics judiciously today, and there's probably not a safer, more pure protein source than beef. And we have to understand that this is really going to be about taking a system in the U.S. of how we produce safe, wholesome, nutritious beef, and can do it in other areas of the globe. So, again, when you see the farmer or rancher or veterinarian walking down the street, and you didn't even have to think twice about eating that burger and the safety and the wholesomeness of it, you know, tell them thanks.
All right. Well, we're out of time here, Dr. Dan. I'm sorry, but we gotta roll out here a little bit over. But thank you so much. Very fascinating topics today, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Dave. This has been In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why your local Carpet One of Manhattan encourages